Today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This is also the first time I've ever been pulled over not in Buffalo, so I can't just
be
like...
Oh, no!
I don't want to let little Michael play hide and seek with the Pokemon. The reason is, of course, because they'll peek at you. Pikachu. I blew the joke.
When you're on time, you're late. I've been here the whole time. Michael!
End scene.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am a monster. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
You want to say hi? How about into the microphone?
Hi.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Congratulations on graduating.
Big time graduate. And that is a nice haircut. That's got to be a graduation
haircut.
Sweet,
right? Sweet haircut.
Mm-hmm. That's better. So I mentioned the other day that this is a little advice we have for, can you hear?
Yeah. Yes.
Little advice. Let me turn it up a little. Score me. Let me see. So yesterday I mentioned that FLARP is this product that you can get.
And yeah, no, we didn't discuss FLARP.
Mike, you got to sit up on here.
Did we?
No, but he's telling us now.
Yes.
All right. Are you comfortable?
Yes.
All right.
I make a living.
He's showing you the FLARP. Let me show the guys
what
the
FLARP
is.
Oh, FLARP.
FLARP.
FLARP. Noise putty.
Oh! Look at that.
See?
Yes.
And do you want me to do a FLARP or do you want to do a FLARP?
I want to do a FLARP.
All right. He's right Michael's going to do a FLARP.
Yes.
Wait.
It's almost ready.
So there.
We're getting ready.
Can we do it?
Looks like silly putty for those of you at home. Oh, no. Check your pants.
Check your pants, Oscar said. Check your pants because somebody tooted.
Oh. Time to change.
Five-year-old humor right here. Guess what? Nice. Five-year-old humor is old man humor, too.
Yes.
I laughed about this with my dad till he went away. All right, ready? Say, excuse me after I make this sound.
Excuse me. Excuse me again.
This is FLARP. And what's it smell like? Berries?
Blueberry? It smells like blueberries.
It smells like in blueberries. Maine.
Wow, that's great. When I fart, it also smells like blueberries.
Oh, okay. Thank you. You just ruined it.
Did I? Well, Michael liked it. I play for a 5-year-old room.
Whoa!
That was a good one, Mike. Try the FLARP. Go ahead. And then we got to go.
His whole fist
fits. Put it in the microphone. You got to put it up to the microphone.
Oh, wow.
Can you tell Daddy he's been up since 5 o'clock? Come on. Do it, kid.
I can't.
You can't?
You're grounded.
No, you don't have to leave. No, you're not going to leave. I want you to
stay. You got to go on a high note.
Well, here, take both fingers,
on a high
take
FLARP.
Three fingers, and then shove it in that part and try to move it. Now pull it out. Here we go, ready?
Yeah!
Oh, I love you.
Great job. That'll teach the washing machine.
You say bye to anything you want to say to our listening audience?
Goodbye, duties.
See you later,
sailor. He does a little laugh. Be careful.
That's his out.
That FLARP would have played at that graduation ceremony.
I think his goodbye duties is like my chow chow.
It is a little bit. It's you
got
look
his signature. Yes. His signature line.
It's his you look marvelous.
Yes.
Now they went into the. They went back into the dollar store, left this with Daddy, and I was in the car just trying to get. It's fun. You know, this is like when you're performing it. I was making the greatest sounds in the car, but here under pressure, can't do it.
Oh, that's a good one.
Oh, there we go. Ah.
Yeah. Oh. How are you? Welcome to the DMV. Thank you very much.
That worked.
Hey, how are you? My name's Kyle. I'm your waiter at the Mellow. Can you shut the door, please? Doing a show?
Making FLARP in here.
Jesus. Sorry.
That's fine. It's fine.
Irritable.
All right. I'm trying. This did not come out like I wanted it to. You know, you have the designs. Hey, this will be really fun. We'll do big childish fun. And it doesn't.
Nature's flyers aren't calculated either.
That's right. There's a bit of randomness to them. That's what makes them so
magical. You never
magical.
Know. That's the whole thing. Say, yeah, welcome man. To the Mellow Mushroom. Forget it. I'm done. Okay. You know, a child's toy. Now let me turn it down because I'm too loud on the digital board. Here we go. One last time, and I'm going to.
Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Yeah.
Welcome to the Staten Island Ferry.
Ooh.
How you doing,
that's
man?
That's one you can hang your hat on.
Right. Man. Oh, it's great. Like to send this one out to all engineers that I've ever worked with.
Silent but deadly.
This is ridiculous. This is ridiculous. I'm so. You know what? FLARP is not a good product.
Oh no! Sorry to hear this. Crying. And yet,
see when you don't set it up. Oh yeah! Now you're cooking.
FLARP is a cruel mistress, Mike.
I like it.
Yes, sir. Oh my goodness! So how are you guys doing today?
Great. How
Rob,
are you?
You had something for the vignette.
Yes.
I've blown my opportunity. And now that I've blown my opportunity, I'm ready for yours. You said you had something special.
I think you're going to like this. I got a lot of people from our Las Vegas contingent mailing me pictures that they were doing a Jerry Lewis yard sale, essentially. Let me play the music.
A lot of people.
I've seen those. Very cool.
There were actually like signs that you would see for like a going out of business sale, but it said Jerry Lewis estate sale.
Oh.
And so it's sad,
wow,
really.
This is great.
Sad, right?
And so a listener named Bob Nelson was one of the people that sent me the sign picture, and he said, watch your mailbox. And so this is intriguing to me because yesterday I got a box from Bob Nelson in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Oh, this is cool.
And he says, open this sign. So let's see.
Let's see. Maybe it's a human head.
Okay, there's a letter in it. It says, Rob. Let's see what happens.
Excuse Bless me. You, Oscar.
Good morning, Rob, and the rest of you, too. My apologies for the tardiness in getting this to you, but better late than never. After Jerry Lewis passed, there were a couple sales of his possessions. One was at a local casino where you could get high-profile memorabilia. The other was held late last year after his house was sold where you could get what's left, housewares, etc. That's the one I went to. We stumbled on it by accident, but knew we had to go in. The red carpeting was gone by then, and it was down to the bare bones, but we did manage to get a couple of things, and yes, I bought some of Jerry's things for you.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow.
This is exciting.
Enclosed, you will find a throw pillow off of one of his many couches, a cheese knife out of the Jerry Lewis kitchen, and the piece de resistance, oh, no, a pair of Jerry's pants.
You've got a pair of Jerry's pants?
Still on the hanger. There's lots of them still available. Not sure if they'll fit you or not. Won't judge you if you try to squeeze into them, though. Please post pics if you do.
You're not
going
to fit into Jerry's pants.
Especially older Jerry. It's not much, but I knew I had to get you something. Happy lounging and cheese cutting. See you in November. Bob Nelson, Las Vegas, Nevada. Let's see.
Show and tell.
Let's see what's in the box.
Show and tell.
Let's see.
Oh, the pants are on top. No, it's not, Mike. Look. Wrapped in bubble wrap. It's my Jerry Lewis cheese knife.
A real old-fashioned cheese knife. A good one.
Maddie's so excited.
That's a Jerry Lewis cheese knife.
It's nice.
It is. I'll use that.
Yeah, I know you will. I know you will.
Only
could
seconds.
You just see him late at night by himself with the refrigerator
like with a,
lighting
with
him?
A square, a rectangle of cheddar?
Yes.
No, he would be. I think he'd be a wheel guy. I think he'd have a big round wheel.
What's my new invention? Hey.
Does it smell like cheese?
Smells like Jerry, which does smell like cheese. Let's see what's next.
All right. Well, you already told us what's in there.
Oh. Now, is this not beautiful?
Does it have a design on it at all? Or?
A Jerry Lewis throw pillow. Yeah. No visible staining.
You won't smell that pillow.
What's it smell like?
Old. Smells like old.
Really?
Yeah. I was hoping it would smell like Brill Cream. Because I would think, Jerry, just a little nap. I'm going to put my head down.
Look at how excited he is.
This is the most excited. You're more excited about this than your daughter's graduation.
Yeah, that was inevitable, but I didn't expect this. Let's try this. Hold on.
All right.
Ah, what does it help you?
Oh, the lumbar support is wonderful.
You should keep that in the studio.
Yeah.
It can't be trusted around these people.
God knows your house has enough clutter.
Someone will throw that away.
Mike, there's one more thing left in the box.
The pants.
Do you care to guess the color?
Black.
I would guess black. Oscar?
I would say black.
Gray.
I love that they're still on the hanger. They're khakis.
Oh, they're Jerry's khakis.
What's the waist size?
I'm checking. Mike! This is so funny.
What's the brand?
Dockers!
Oh, no.
Jerry.
Dockers?
Jerry's Dockers.
All this time.
Jerry.
I need something with a little room in the waist and the crotch.
What's
for
the
me.
Weight? What are the specs?
I'm getting them right now. Hold on. Care to guess? Shorter than I thought.
36-30.
Oscar.
44-30.
34-30. I thought he'd be a 32 because he was over 6 feet tall.
Same height as Rob. When Rob gets serious, because you know.
His legendary thing is that he was the same height as Dean Martin, but he crouched down.
He was over 6 feet?
Yeah.
Why would he crouch down?
Because maybe those aren't his pants.
You know? He got the last laugh then.
And the laugh was like this.
There's only one way I can tell if they're Jerry's pants.
Okay. Smelling the crotch?
Oh, God.
They're Jerry's. Yeah, that's Jerry all over.
Oh, my God.
There's no way he was that skinny.
Wow. Well, you know, this is probably older when he was older. If he was buying Dockers,
lost weight. He wasn't in the best of health.
Wow.
I tend to wear them
it's
low.
It's kind of morbid, isn't it?
It's beyond kind of morbid. It is morbid.
Check the pockets.
It's totally morbid.
Check the pockets. See what you find.
Anything in the pockets?
See if there's a cheese knife.
I don't think these are... there's no wear and tear on these guys.
Check the cuffs.
Oh, there is.
Check the cuffs.
Oh, Jerry wore down the buttons on the back. There is true wear and tear on his tuchus.
I tend to spend a lot of time sitting.
That for some reason, of all the items, the pants are truly fascinating.
They really are.
Did he mention how much he paid for all this stuff? Probably nothing.
Probably.
Right?
Well, the thing is they said there was a lot of pants left. I think Jerry had a lot of clothes.
A lot of people didn't want the pants.
But I love the fact that they're still on a hanger and they have the size written on the hanger.
How did he keep his pants? Was it a wire hanger?
No, it was a clip hanger.
A clip hanger.
Yeah.
It's a solid hanger.
And he hangs them. He cuffs them. He clips them at the cuff.
So he has the crease.
Strong crease.
Wow.
Jerry was one of those guys that backstage wouldn't put his pants on until he went on stage because when you sat down, you'd break the crease.
All these years you've idolized this man, and now you have his pants.
I'm going to put those on tonight. I won't button them. Yeah.
That sound you hear in Leesburg will rival a seismic boom, will be the sound of pants ripping.
Hey, I just got a better look at the cheese knife from a different direction. What it does is the handle suggests a rose. See? It's a sculpted rose.
Who sent you this? Give him some credit.
Bob Nelson, you have made me very happy.
There's a stain.
No.
Yes.
Where? There is.
A Jerry stain.
Where's the stain?
It is front? Above the left-hand pocket, right next to the crease.
All right, what does the stain resemble? No, I'm not doing this. I'm sorry.
No, it's not DNA.
I have
it's
my
not
pride.
DNA.
No,
it's not
my,
DNA.
It's definitely
it's not biological.
It's definitely dinner related.
Yes,
it's a food of
Looks
some
like
sort.
Like a casserole that went astray.
Yeah, it's not a popsicle stain from one of his orange popsicles.
No. I just
it
want
is
to
orange.
I want to say something to the people at Popsicle. They make these sugarless popsicles that are
all right,
wonderful.
Thank you very much.
This is
calm
orange.
Down.
It is, but
right.
it's not. But it's not popsicle. Okay. It's not. I think it's dairy. We're going dairy. Some sort
dairy.
Of baked dairy. Dairy
would
Lewis.
Would you have gone? Would you have gone if you were out there? Would you go to the house?
100%.
He drove to Pennsylvania for a record player.
Yeah. But I would definitely have
gone. Asking the wrong guy.
I would have definitely gone. I would have probably seen if they had more of these.
I bet you it's still going on when we get to Vegas in November.
I wonder if they have more of these rose-handled knives. I'd like the whole set.
The listeners are surely fond of Rob. I wish I could share that. All right.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I know that I'm aging because I turned 60 this year. Uh-oh. And I'm not, don't.
This is like
There's
11,
no reason to applaud when somebody gets older. The only reason somebody gets older is because of dumb luck. It isn't like you were sitting out there going, gee, he's really in tremendous shape. I bet he's on a high-fiber diet. And I'm not. I don't go near fiber. I had an oat muffin 10 years ago, and I'm still shitting because of it.
An oat muffin.
I know that 60's old. I know that 60's old because I can't remember shit. My day goes like this. I wake up and I think, you know, I did something really, really important yesterday. And it absolutely had to be finished this morning because these people desperately fucking need to have it, whoever the fuck they are. Whatever the fuck it was I was doing yesterday fucking morning, son of a bitch. God damn it, what was I doing yesterday? I go to sleep and I wake up and it's gone. Now I'm wandering around my apartment looking for clues like Sherlock Holmes. I have to have left a note, a picture, maybe there's a message on the phone. I can remember precisely what my Little League uniform looked like when I was 12 years old. And now I can't remember what happened 12 hours ago? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Just relax, Lewis. Lay down. And so I do. If I just relax, I'm sure I'll think of it. 2 hours later, I get up from my nap and it's dinner time. Let's eat. Nobody called. How important could it be?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Wow.
Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are live from the Podcast Village studios in the nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. TMOS to our friends. We are delighted to have you along. Never liked the way DJ said that. Glad to have you along.
That's very old school. AM
thanks
radio-ish.
For coming along.
Hey, thanks we're for coming glad. Along.
We're very pleased you're listening right now. And why do I want to sound like Lewis Black?
Mike, could you try the have a long thing as Charlie Warren?
Yeah. Glad to have you along. Charlie Warren. How you doing? You seen a good show? Tradio coming up at the top of the hour. From Denver, Colorado to Florence. And I'll say all the towns is... as old as I can.
Okay, great.
From Denver, Colorado, to Florence, Italy, from Lexington, Park, Maryland, to Stockton, California, from St. Thomas in those Virgin Islands or so. I guess they got virgins down there.
Shocking.
Dad joke. To Spokane, Washington.
Where?
Spokane.
Okay.
The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. We are sponsored today by Lightstream. Are you looking for a way to save some extra money this summer? Why not start by paying less interest on your credit card balances? Refinance with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. It's an easy way to save hundreds, even thousands of dollars. Lightstream offers credit card consolidation loans from 5.95% APR with AutoPay. What's AutoPay? You pay automatically.
Right.
Did you know that?
Sure, Brad.
Did they teach you that here? Auto pay. It's easy. So much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 19% APR. Do you ever take your credit card bills out and look what you're paying in interest? Try it today and then get in touch with Lightstream. Think of the savings. There are absolutely no fees, and you can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. Lightstream believes that people with good credit deserve a better loan experience, and that's exactly what they deliver. Just for our listeners, apply now to get a special interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. That's LIGHTSTREAM.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information.
Woo!
bam.
You know, I've got a ton of yaks. I don't. As soon as we start the yaks, we usually have to go through the whole show.
Right.
You had said something about Maddie, and I love Maddie, and I'm curious about her world. And,
Maddie's world.
I'd like to know what's happening because you said something happened to her, or she did something.
Well, there was civil disobedience, and I was shocked. I was when I went to park today. And Maddie parked right next to me, and she never parks next to me. And I said, what happened, Maddie?
And Rob said, All right, I'm sorry. Go ahead. What?
Well, I was late because I got pulled over this morning.
The law?
Oh, no!
Yes, law and order.
The law. Maddie got busted
strikes
by
again.
The law.
Snap. Oh, you don't seem like a person that speeds.
Well, no, so it wasn't speeding, which is the kicker. So I like to cut through some back roads to get to work. And
there,
all,
I like that.
All these roads are really wealthy private neighborhoods, and they all have do not enter signs at the front.
Rush hour hours.
Right, exactly. Which I just think is bogus because it's just rich people who don't want you to cut through their neighborhood.
It's elitist. I am with you, Maddie Mastiello.
Right. So down with the man. I drive through them every day anyway.
Well, and to be fair, this is classic tradecraft for the Mastiellos. As as growing up, I imagine with the escort, the police escort, she never knew what these signs
meant.
Well,
face it, hell with the police escort, there were never any rules for the mayor's kid.
Well, face it, in Buffalo, she was the one who put up the signs.
They had the parking pass for everywhere.
That's right.
Yeah, so this is also the first time I've ever been pulled over not in Buffalo, so I can't just be I can't be
this
like,
oh,
check the name.
I have to stop you right there and say this to me shows incredible initiative. This to me is someone who values getting here on time.
Yes,
and I think that's special. I think that's very, very special.
Jerks, people
so
are late all the time.
Very cool.
I see these cops right as I cross the do not enter sign, and I'm like, shh, this is flagrant. I don't know how I'm going to get out of this, but I pull over immediately, and I take my phone out, and I pretend to talk on my phone for a little while as this cop is like waving me over to him. So then I pretend to hang up the phone and I proceed. Oh. And then he comes up to my window and I'm like, I'm sorry, officer. I got a call. I didn't want to.
The officer calling?
Exactly.
Whose phone is that?
I think that might be Charlie's phone in the other room.
Charlie.
We don't have compression on the headset.
Sorry.
Very good. Why don't you go ahead and ask him to please? Mm-hmm. He just walked back in.
Charlie Bernie.
That's how he answers.
Charlie Bernie. Yes.
Go ahead, Maddie.
So I'm talking to the cop and I tell him that I got a call. I don't want to be on the phone while I drive. And that just seemed like the easiest place to pull over. And then he looks at me and he says, license and registration. So I give it to him and he goes back to his car and I am just freaking out. But then he comes back to my car and he said, it's a good thing you got the call. You're off with a warning.
Hey!
So I escaped a ticket. I can't believe it worked.
Let's grade her on sheer creativity. I couldn't even see that coming a mile away to BS my way out of a ticket to say, I got a call.
Not just creative, but fast.
Yeah, but your car doesn't have Bluetooth, correct?
Well, he doesn't know that.
I love this.
That's a 10.
Do we have a winner here?
That is a 10 out of 10.
Oh, that's my goodness.
Maddie. You're in the right business.
I don't remember her name. I wish I remember. She was a blonde girl in Glastonbury. It was Glastonbury High School. There, you know, it was typical teenagers, like five of us in a car. We're driving along, and she gets pulled over by the local cop in my hometown. And she gets pulled over, and he comes up. And she goes into a sobbing jag like I have never seen before. And the cop was just like, all right, listen, I'll give you a warning this time. But just he's like, thank you. I'll be all right. He said, are you going to be okay to drive? I think so. And he walks back and then he gets in his car and he pulls out around and he's not 10 minutes up the road. And she waits. And she's going like this, and she's still kind of going, and we're all like, oh, man, she really was upset. And she turns around, stops the crying immediately, goes, that always works.
Wow!
It was so evil. It was so evil.
Damn!
Oh, my God.
Maddie,
it was
congratulations.
Incredible.
Well
Thank
done.
You.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The scoff law.
Yeah, she has a scoff law.
Yeah.
So I have one last question about the cop. So was the cop there for the specific reason of trying to maybe nail somebody who was going through that?
Because a bunch of people do it every day, and there was a car ahead of me that they were doing it too. So I think they caught on.
Go confiscate a weapon, officer.
Right?
I mean, really.
To be honest, Mike, this is the biggest problem in Washington, D.C. right now.
Yeah.
This is what they need to focus on.
Yeah, it's not the drugs.
No.
It's not the crime. It's
the violence.
People driving down a back alley.
I prefer not to be disturbed until after my coffee, and this Honda was driving right in front of my home.
It's ridiculous. I just wish there were things.
You
that
know
they
the
would
area, Mike. It's that swath of Chevy Chase where you're not supposed to make a left or right at any point of the day.
You drive through an area that says you don't belong here. They might as well. You know what? I know what town in Maryland is. It's called Rarefied Air, Maryland.
That's the one. And they let you turn. Exactly it. All you have to do is go 2 miles out of your way and turn left at the dry cleaner. That's what you have to do.
I know. Look, I grew in private school, at least. I knew enough kids that lived in that neighborhood. And I remember when these signs, because those signs haven't been there forever.
Right.
Like. This just happened with congestion over the years.
Right.
They start putting these signs, but you just couldn't cut through.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the kids that lived in that neighborhood at that time would speed through these roads. Not the people that are just trying to get to work.
Right.
Oh, so there's a history of it with everybody cheating on those roads.
Yes.
On those private little roads that could be for the public good.
Well, they're maintained by the public, technically, right?
You know, yeah.
Private roads with tree-lined, beautiful landscapes. Right.
And it's why I'm a member of the Communist Party.
That's right.
That's it.
Down with the man.
You work, I work. You get radiation, I get radiation.
Oh, and I, you know what? Because I don't have DVR capability,
you don't have the finale?
I didn't get the finale. And then I finally catch it 15 minutes into the finale with the trial and all that good stuff.
Yes.
And then Carla looks at me and goes, you have to put Michael down. He played with the next door neighbor. He's up late. It's time for you to put him down. And when I came back, the credits were rolling. And you know what she said to me? The one thing I was waiting, she said, oh, you missed some amazing statistics they ran at the end of it. I'm like, you. So I'll find it somewhere.
Well, we're tied. I finally got through the dog, so I'm ready to watch the final episode now. So
I finally got through the dog episode. That was tough, man. The dog episode was very difficult. I will tell you that I do have the DirecTV Corporation coming out to my home on Thursday. So that's man, after two half hour count them half hour calls from Bangladesh where they did not go that well.
Maybe and, they routed Bangor, Bangladesh,
Bangladesh. Me,
I would know if it was Bangor, you know. Well, you can't do you can't DVR it. You can't record it.
Have you tried turning it off? I guess that's a first world problem.
I guess you haven't looked. What, Rob? What, Rob? Rob? What?
Have you tried turning it off?
Turn it off. Plug it back in. Jesus. What kind of a moron are you? I don't understand that.
I can't
wait
to have Dick Queasy when he comes. His season opens again.
Well, hello. Understand? I'm here to fix your cable. Hello. So, what do you want to do? Well, you know, back in my day, I remember there was a thing called a VCR where we just slide the cartridge right into that there machine, and you know, you could look at it. Now you got all this digital crap that people have. All you know, this technology. I think, frankly, I was telling my wife the other night. I said, Edna, that you know, this technology is getting ahead of the game here. I don't think people can handle it. And obviously, you're on the same boat. That's the way that works.
Dick, do you still take TV Guide?
I sure do. I love it. That's how I know when my stories are on.
Your stories.
That's why I do it all the time. Yep. And it's
did
like,
you
and,
watch you know, Chernobyl?
I watched. No, I don't take the home box office.
Okay, didn't think so.
You know, if I want a movie, I'll pay my 25 cents and go down to the Metroplex. There's no need for me to sit on my fat ass here and you know, eat Cheetos and watch a film. I'll watch sports. I like to watch sports.
Yeah.
I dress for the Red Sox and the Bruins in the finals of the Stanley Cup.
Sure.
Yeah. I don't know if you're aware of that.
Yeah. Are you a big Raptors guy?
What's that?
You like the Raptors?
The Raptor? No, I'm not. You mean like Snoop Dogg?
No, not rappers. Raptors.
Oh, Raptors.
The basketball
playoffs.
Well,
you confuse me. Oh, no, I don't follow that. No,
it's really?
Canada. They're mashing to attack. Right now.
Smart
hey,
man.
I have an invite, though, for everybody that's listening. If you come up here in Bangor, come to the Bean Supper. Yeah, there we are. I finally got the right sound. Isn't that delightful? All right, we've got yaks, ladies and gentlemen, and I have to get my yaks in order. You are doing a great job with the Yak Jack and calling in. They're not special, but they're plentiful. And we will bring you the yaks when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show, and I'll bitch about something I have to bitch about later in the week. Thank you very much. We'll be right back.
Come on, baby.
This just in. Becky, this is hardly the...
Hello,
friends, new and improved Jimmy products, and you can get them through the TMOS Shopping Center.
Love that Jimmy.
With three great online portals to choose from, Walmart, Target, and Macy's. Click the banner at MikeOMaraShow.com and get shopping. Have them shipped to the store or at your door. Either way, your support keeps the laughs coming. That's the gag. And you'll get a grin again and again. I know what you're saying. Where can I do all my favorite online shopping? At MikeOMaraShow.com.
Love that, Jimmy.
That's like three threads. You know the movie Inception, Mike?
Yes.
Okay, that promo was our own Inception.
It turned upside down. A promo within a promo.
Yes.
Yes. It was Jim Amato doing Jack Nicholson. That's it. I feel like I'm living in a strange world. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Did you know that the average guy will spend 3,000 hours of his lifetime shaving?
Yes.
I love the way they do that. Don't waste 4 months of your life with poor-performing, overpriced razors. Can you imagine when you see that? 4 months of your life shaving. Can you just picture that for a second. You know, you don't have to shave for the rest of your life, but you're going to have to, if you take this year and for the first 4 months, you shave.
I won't be weird in from June to October.
Right.
Because I'm going to be shaving.
Ah,
that's yes.
Don't waste 4 months of your life with poor-performing, overpriced razors. Get Harry's.
Yes.
A razor that's so sharp, you can shave less often, and that will save you money. Just $2 a blade. I know that's Harry's. I know it gives me the best shave of my life. I know is that Harry's gives me the best shave of my life every morning, every time. Print it. Print I know is. Why not join the 10 million who have tried Harry's? Claim your trial offer by going to harrys.com/TMOS. Harry's founders were tired of razor ripoffs with stupid gimmicks, so they fixed all that by combining a simple, clean design with quality blades at a fair price. If you don't love your shave, let them know, and Harry's will give you a full refund, 100% guaranteed. Get a trial set that comes with everything you need for a close, comfortable shave. Weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor with lubricating strip and trimmer blade, rich lathering shave gel, travel blade cover. Our listeners can redeem their trial set at harrys.com/TMOS. Make sure you go to harrys.com/TMOS to redeem your offer and let them know that we sent you to help support TMOS. Let's open up the yaks, ladies and gentlemen. Lots of yaks this week, and thank you for continuing to keep them coming. We take yaks from all corners of the world, and we love getting the calls from people, and anything you want to talk about is fine with us. The very first yak today is a call for our own Oscar Santana.
Ooh, nice.
Let's dive Yak-a-tack. In.
Hi, Yak Shack. This is legendary WHFS DJ Catherine Lauren. And I just wanted to say Oscar borrowed a couple paper clips from me. This is about 20 years ago. And those papers.
All right, what is he talking about, Oscar? I have to stop him and explain. What's going on?
So my career overlapped with Kat, I would say, for 3 years.
She was a WHFS disc jockey.
Yeah, she was mid-days.
Catherine Lawrence?
Yeah. I know her as Kat. I don't know her. I was Kat. An intern. Like I just knew her as Kat.
Meow meow meow.
Katniss. Meow meow meow. Yes.
I volunteer as tribute.
And there's no further context. This is a bizarro call.
Bizarro call.
Yeah.
I thought it would be. Let's finish it.
Yes.
They need to come back. They were actually family heirloom. Uh-huh. Very important to me. And I would just like them back.
Okay.
Make sure you don't tell him that they're important, because then he'll think that they're an investment. They're just paper clips.
What's
they're
going
just
on
important
here?
To me.
What's going on?
If you could bring them back to
okay, I get it. All right.
All
right.
That would be
okay. All right.
Well, give him credit, Mike. At least he committed to his bit and stuck with it.
He made us think about it because there was a connection.
Yes. That's right.
Like, I haven't heard that name in 15 years, so.
Kat, and you didn't know her real last name.
No, I just knew her as Kat.
Mm-hmm.
Katniss. Let's go to the next call. I apologize.
Yeah. No, you shouldn't.
But let me just say, regarding that call and the rest of the Yak Shack.
Yes.
Four words. Get used to it. Yeah, all right, now let's listen to the next call. Says fun. Well, you know, fun with ages.
Oh, good.
Hello, Swami. It's time for fun facts of the day. Today, ageism. First of all, Pete Buttigieg, 37 years old.
Young man.
Kamala Harris, 59
older.
Years old.
Yes, older.
Elizabeth Warren,
yeah.
69 years Ooh. Old.
Much older, yes.
Who's next? Let's see. Joe Biden.
Yeah.
76 years old.
76 years Spry. Old. Right.
Bernie Sanders. 77 years old.
Oh, up at the top.
Alex Trebek.
Yes.
78 years old.
Thank you for all the ages.
Patrick Stewart, who just got another Star Trek show.
How old is he?
Also 78
yes.
years
nice.
Old.
Wow, that's great.
And just for the hell of it, yeah. William Shatner.
Oh, Shatner.
88 years old.
88?
Wow.
And then I was going to say Carl Reiner and Mel Brooks, but I get nervous talking about how old they are, so
okay, why?
Let's just leave it at that.
I don't know. You're giving... okay, toodaloo ass.
It started out, I really thought he was going to have some sort of political agenda because they were all candidates.
Just, and then, just
no, but
listing
he's got
ages.
Like the savant side to him where he knows ages.
Yeah, I suppose.
He knows ages. Yeah. That's exciting.
I thought he wanted us to vote for William Shatner. I don't know what
who knows
to
what
him.
He wanted to call, but he called back again because here's the same guy.
Oh,
Spelling
no.
Bee.
Spelling Bee.
Last word. The hyphenated word.
The hyphen.
Those little glasses without temples that Teddy Roosevelt used to use. That pinch your nose.
Yeah.
It's not pince-nez.
No.
Which means pinch your nose.
All right, now you're going to be a pinch.
But it's frunch.
It's what?
So you have to use the frunch, which is pince-nez.
Pince-nez.
So I guess they're not called pince-nez.
No.
But I think the wiki says they're called pince-nez. And I believe everything I read on the internet.
I know. Rob, you know, you don't like this guy.
I know.
I
know.
I love this guy.
I'm sorry.
I can't tell you why.
I can't either.
His delivery is... strong.
All right, I'll agree with
no
that.
There's no fumbles. For one moment, I was like, is this guy the always be calling guy? Because the way he's like, meh, 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 meh. He's got a beat. He's got a beat to his call.
No. Yeah, I'd hate it if he'd call again.
Hi, everybody.
God.
I'm stuck in traffic trying to get to my job. And you benefit. Because I wanted to talk about the word plum.
Plum.
It was brought up the other day in your spelling bee thing.
Yeah.
So P-L-U-M-B with a silent B at the end. You talked about the word plumbiferous. Means something that's got lead. Because the ancient word for lead is plum.
Oh.
We use the word all the time.
Yeah.
Right? You are saying the word plumber.
Sure.
And you're thinking about
all right.
that plum.
All right, calm down.
And the word plumber, right?
Yeah.
You just don't say the B.
Lead guy.
So plumber used to mean...
Rob, do you want to... Rob can't stand to go this long without
this
talking.
Is
do
how...
you want to counterpoint him? What's going on?
Okay, first of all, the Yak Shack was not designed to pass your time when you're stuck in traffic, okay?
Oh,
this
wow.
guy is
okay.
the equivalent of the person that calls you at home when they're on a long car ride and they want you to entertain them. Not okay. Also, the whole thing about plum and lead, listen to the show. I said all this already.
Yeah, but not as elegant as he is.
Okay.
Well, no, it's the fact is, when he talks, you listen. That's why you're understanding it.
All right, let's
it does feel like
he's got a lot
I'm
more.
I'm hearing this for the first
oh,
time.
Oh, good.
He's got a lot
somebody
more.
Somebody who made things out of lead. After a while, it just meant somebody who made pipes. And nowadays, we thankfully, hopefully, you don't have any lead in your pipes or else you're going to... poison your kids.
Yeah.
but we still use the word plumber. That's what it is. But a plum is also when you take a little lead weight and you put it at the end of a string
right.
and you hang it from a stick.
Make sure the
and you wait for it when that thing stops swinging.
It's plumb.
Then that tells you where you have an exactly vertical line.
Yeah, it's a plumb line.
And with that vertical line,
I
you can figure
this.
Out exactly. What a horizontal line would be.
I get
you
it.
Can level things.
I understand.
If you're building a house.
Okay.
Putting in the floor.
I understand that.
Make the floor. Make sure it's not tilted.
I understand. Rob, don't worry. It's going to be fine.
If I ever meet this guy, and I hope I do, I will also go into the word plum because I hope I have a lead pipe in my hand.
It's all right. He's only got a minute left.
Oh,
yes!
No!
Yes!
A plum, and that helps tell you which way the floor is supposed to go so it's not tilted. So the piece of lead is called a plumb.
Okay.
The tool with the string and the piece of
string is a plumb.
And the weight is also called a plumb.
A plumb, right.
And then it's an adjective describing when everything is lined up. But then you don't have to be building a house. People use the word plumb all the time to talk about when a whole bunch of stuff sort of falls in line. Like, if you have a friend who does something stupid, you might say, well, dude, what you just did was really stupid. It broke something. It hurt somebody, you know. But if they keep doing stupid stuff and they never learn from their mistakes, you say, dude, that guy, don't depend on him. Don't give him a job. He's just plumb stupid. He's just plain stupid. He's just always doing stupid. Everything he does goes under the category of stupid. That's what plumb means. That's what we use it for. It's not that strange. It's not that obscure. Stop talking over Rob. Have a good day.
Yum. There you go.
There it is.
Yes, sorry. What are you doing in your phone? What are you doing in your phone?
I'm just double checking. As a rule, plum for plumb stupid is spelled without a B. So he's wrong.
Oh, no. That means he'll call next week.
And
all right, we're
also,
done with
he no mention of the greatest plum of all, Eve Plum, who played Jan Brady.
Okay. And was on the show with you.
Yes, my co-star.
That's right. All right. We have to take a break. We'll come back. We're just in the get-go stages. We have another call from our friend Kelsey coming up.
Oh, good.
You know, he likes to take a drink. We'll take more of your calls.
An occasional dram.
On my favorite part of the week, the Yak Shack, when we come back on the Mike O'Meara Show.
Hello, this is internet sensation Toddy Abeje. Do you stare at your computer all day? Well, at least it's better than staring at Santana Moss. Face it, you're addicted. So, if you're staring at your computer anyway, you might as well be staring at the Mike O'Meara Show YouTube
Captain.
Page. Just go to youtube.com/Mike O'Meara Show and click the bell to subscribe to our page. Now, you
Captain
can see Mike make fun of Rob's big head or laugh at Oscar while he gets his head shaved. So hit up the TMOS YouTube page and watch all of the episodes that your computer-loving mind desires. Or just throw your computer out
Captain
the window.
Phillips.
Because if you're not watching us on YouTube, you're not using your computer for the right things anyway. Thank you.
Pirate. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by OpenFit. Getting fit and staying healthy is always easier said than done. I can tell you that when I was riding my bicicleta yesterday.
Yes.
OpenFit is bringing you something new that makes it even easier to never miss a sweat session. Lose the commute to the gym, and let the workouts come to you. Stream your workout on OpenFit. Everyone's bodies are different. That's just the way it is. And OpenFit gets that, which is why it's personalized to your need with custom-tailored original content. OpenFit classes are led by some of the most effective and engaging trainers in the world. Carla's using OpenFit up here in Maine. She loves these trainers. They know how to get you results quickly. Super simple. Just press play and work out on your schedule. View it and do it on your computer, web-enabled TV, tablet, smartphone, or Roku. Anytime, anywhere. OpenFit has changed the way Oscar works out. With the code TMOS, you can join him on a fitness journey personalized just for you. Again, use the code TMOS and start using OpenFit for your journey to a healthier life. Right now, during the OpenFit 30-Day Challenge, our listeners get a special extended 30-day free trial membership to OpenFit, where you can lose up to 15 pounds in 30 days when you text TMOS to 30-30-30. You will get full access to OpenFit, all the workouts and nutrition information, totally free. Again, just text TMOS to 30-30-30. Standard message and data rates may apply, so look out!
How great
everybody
is it for Carla? You move 1,000 miles away and she doesn't have to interrupt her routine because it's all on her computer. It's
fantastic. Yeah. You are listening to the Mike O'Meara Show. Now back to the Yak Shack, and let's hear from Kelsey, who I think is trying to go Mike from Yuma. Or he says he gets a little wrong. Well, let's just listen, shall we?
Kelsey from Yumba.
Yumba.
Family Dollar Citronella candles. Suck.
Thank you. I'm sorry. You know what? The previous Wide Open Wednesdays would be the callers just interacting with, but I think if people have their own space to just make their own statements.
Just have fun.
I find them much more enthusiastic and confident, and I love it on the Yak Shack.
Do you love sometimes the brevity? I love the brevity.
I love brevity, but I also like our previous long window. Yeah. I like the Yaks. Yeah. I do. I enjoy it. Let's get another one. This says Grill Thank You. Oh, I like that. All right, let's listen to that
one. Mike, this is Alex from Baltimore.
Hi, Alex.
Thank you for dropping amazing grill knowledge on the listeners.
There you go.
For years,
yeah,
I have struggled to light my grill. I have replaced parts. I have taken it back to the store. No one has explained to me that the regulator needs to be turned just about a quarter of a turn, light the grill, and then you can put it on full blast. Thank you. Thank you so much.
There you
yeah,
go.
Now let me just clarify, though. The regulator, the way I saw it, and by the way, I got it on YouTube, so it's nothing I did. You turn it when you are connecting your propane gas to your gas grill. You turn all the burners off. Then you go to the source and you screw in that little plastic connector that connects your gas grill to your propane tank. And with your and at this point, you're obviously your propane tank is fully closed with the gasket that's up on the top. And then when it's time to open that gasket, you open it a quarter turn. And the description I saw, painfully slowly. So you're easing the propane out into the hose. When you finish your painfully slow opening of your first counterclockwise turn, I believe it's counterclockwise.
Yeah, lefty loosey. Lefty loosey.
Right, you ready. Open that, and then once that's done, then you open it fully, all the way, and then you should have a great flow of gas into your.
That's awesome.
Grill.
I love that.
That's it. I did that because I was getting low heat, and I didn't know
why. It was a big
why.
Thank you, Mike. Big thank you.
Thank you. Yes. It was wonderful. Made me feel good. Next one says, impression on request.
Oh.
Let's listen.
Hi, guys. This is Alicia from Ellicott City.
Alicia.
Mike, you do such good impressions of Rob and Oscar, but I've never heard Oscar and Rob do impressions of Mike.
Oh, I have.
Just wondering. I'll hang up and listen.
It's for you guys. It's not for me. I don't know what's going
on. Bob, why don't you
I
go
don't
first?
Okay, here we go. Oscar. I'll go first. All right. Turn around. Hold on.
All right. Rob's turning around to do his Mike O'Mara impression right now. Let's see what happens.
Hey, Rob, great job on the copy.
Oh, you're such a pussy. Hold on, I'll do mine.
All right, here we go. All right, Oscar is now doing his,
he's putting on a sport jacket?
He's getting props.
Oh,
he's
I love it.
He's getting props.
He's like Garrett Top.
Why is he wearing a prop? I don't know. He's covering his head.
Hold on.
What's going? Yeah. All right, I don't know what you're up.
I want to make my shoulders broader.
Oh, it's a physical thing.
Wants to make himself fatter. All right,
why were you late? When you're on time, you're late. I've been here the whole time. Michael! Wow.
End scene.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I am a monster. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you. You're listening to the TMOS Yak Shack, ladies and gentlemen. It's the Yak Shack. Our next call comes from port. We're getting a call from the port.
Port.
Hey, I like that.
The port. Let's listen.
Hello, Possums. It's Mark from the training ship Golden Bear.
Oh, okay.
Lisbon, Portugal. It is Monday, 15:35 hours local. That's 3:35. It would be 10:35 your time. My phone buzzed, and all of a sudden I heard this.
Thank you. I appreciate that call. Thank you very much. I guess he can you hear me?
Yeah, what was he trying to tell us?
I don't know. I guess he was playing our show on the ship in Lisbon, Portugal.
That's nice.
Is that where he was calling from?
Yeah.
So it was a show within a show.
But it ended rather weirdly.
I told you, more of the same. Would you like to hear a call from court?
I would like to hear that last call turn into a promo by Jim Amato.
Thank you very much. It's one of those shows today. Very strange.
Hey, calling from my court-mandated volunteer hours. If little Michael is taking requests, why doesn't he do one of the greatest songs of all time from the Don and Mike era? Come see the Elvis Cup and ask Elvis what's up. I love that song.
Good song.
Okay. Let's moving along
what
on
song?
The edge. A song we used to do.
I'm checking to see if I still have it. It's so good.
I don't want to hear it if you still have it. I really don't.
The disdain.
You're not pleased. Good news, Mike. It didn't make the cut.
Yeah.
Don't have it.
Things come I've wanted. If you had that, I would be pissed. Anyway, would you like to hear a drunk person in Hawaii?
Yes,
oh, that's
please.
A great place
yes,
to be
please.
Drunk.
This next call on the Yak Shack is called Drunk in Hawaii.
You know what sucks about
watching hockey from Hawaii.
Is that Friday?
That is a 2 o'clock in the afternoon game. And you know what?
He always goes to Hawaii, doesn't he?
For like 2 weeks. What a life.
Boston.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Okay. Thanks. Thank you. Thank you, caller. Thank you very much, caller.
This is the happiest, nicest man we know, but he loves his hockey and hates Boston.
Yeah, he seems to like Hawaii. He likes to relax.
Yeah, and I don't know why he was saying that. If it was the last game, it's tied up. Series tied up. Great hockey series right now. Mm-hmm. Going to game 6 and game 5 in Beantown. The next yak, before we do a break
here.
Yeah, who
peed in his Mai Tai?
This next yak is simply entitled Music. I don't remember.
None of you bitches. Meow, 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 meow. None of you bitches. Meow, meow, meow. As these super meow, 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 meow. Meow, 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 meow.
That's you're listening to a podcast. We can fancy ourselves professionals.
This is fantastic.
Okay, next call is Hostel in Arizona.
Hey, this is Robert from Phoenix, Arizona.
Oh.
Listen, I was listening to you guys talk about micheladas. You guys are big dummies.
Thank you.
The micheladas are not beer with Coke.
Whoa!
They're beer with tomato-based drink. It's like a Clamato.
All right, who said beer with Coke?
Okay, that was Oscar's thing.
First off, that's in my house, Dick. I get to choose what my parents call what. They call it michelada, which is a mixture. Their mixture was beer with Coke.
Does michelada, it translate to mixture? Is that what it means?
I assume so. I'm a little kid. I don't know what's going on.
You can't own a word and then deflecto again on me. You said it meant something.
Well, deflecto.
Deflecto.
Part of the Oscar universe. It's deflecto.
My entire life growing up.
All right.
My dad would say, I need a michelada, which meant me going to get a beer for him, even as a young lad, and then giving it to him so he could pour half of it into his Coca-Cola. That's how they look.
All right. Well, this guy's got an issue. Yeah. He's still educating us. Let's listen. Take it away, caller.
Or tomato juice. And they're very popular over here, especially in the Southwest. And it could have hot sauce in it or different kind of spices. They're really good. They do sell them. Budweiser sells them.
Yeah.
And so does Tecate. And they're pretty good.
Good.
I can send you guys some samples.
Oh, now he's getting nice.
You might like them. You might not love them. You might not, but they are not Coke with beer.
Okay, sir.
Sorry, Oscar.
Don't get hostile, and I'm not. Part as friends.
He ended nicer than he started.
Yes. He did. Google michelada with Coca-Cola. A dozen YouTube videos come up.
Ah, okay. Okay. All right. Anything
and every one of them says this is not what this is called.
The next call, it's a lady.
Ah. Hey boys, just wanted to call and say you bring me so much joy.
Oh,
you bring me sunshine, my only sunshine. Oh. Or you are my sunshine, but you get it. Gosh damn, you boys make me laugh, and you bring me so much happiness.
That's sweet.
Additionally, I got a new job, and it requires me to take long bus rides with students. It doesn't pay a lot, but it also makes me really happy. The joy I get from students, some of them international, some of them from my hometown.
A sweetheart.
They make up for the monetary part. Aww. And I think the main topic here is that I'm happy, and you guys are a part of the happiness.
Aww.
So cheers, boys. Keep bringing,
I'll
keep
take
bringing
it.
The laugh.
Nice.
Keep up the good work. To see you in Las Witches. Cheers. Bye.
This is so
nice.
We need more of you.
Yeah.
And by the way, anybody like that with that attitude, working with kids, that's A-OK with me. And how many people that work with kids have that kind of life satisfaction? There are lots of them.
They're changing
where it's
them.
Not about the dollars and cents. And I love that. I love that.
Like Ben Stiller's character in Something About Mary.
Yeah. Help people read good. And I love her sweet disposition.
He runs, he digs.
He digs. He's got to have the size of a driving movie theater, but he's a good
her sweet disposition. She actually said, gosh damn it.
Yeah.
I like that.
I just love that call. The next one is a Twitter suggestion.
Oh, good.
Okay, a suggestion.
Hey, guys. Matt in D.C.
Hi, Matt.
Thursday, it's kind of windy out here by the waterfront, and I was scrolling on Twitter and noticed that the @TMOS handle is available.
Get it.
I thought that was going to be kind of weird.
Get it, Pony. Listen to me.
He's going to go on. Oh, do we have it? Pony, get it.
@TMOS. I've been searching that forever.
I will do that. Hang on.
It must have been just released.
I've got a bunch of things going on back here.
What's going on back there?
Oh, just get people in the room here.
That's fine. That doesn't mean you can't get on your computer.
I'm looking.
Don't be weird.
Don't tell them that @TMOS is available.
He's never driven to work through any back alleys.
No.
Don't be weird.
I've seen Mike tweet out stuff.
All right. But that's good. All right, we're not going to say, we're not going to smile it anymore because we're going to make you go away.
Pony likes to park in Roslyn and cross the bridge by foot.
Can I just, for two seconds?
Yes, go right ahead.
And I'm not piling on here.
No.
Pone. And you don't have to answer. I'm just going to let you know because I know there's a lot going on. A lot going on is, oh, there's a meltdown, the equipment's not working, or there's a fire drill. Mm-hmm. People in the room, in a room that you're used to being alone in, is not a lot going on. Like, that's just civilization. And
your translation of a lot going on is actually business is good.
It's business as usual.
That's things are good. Excellent. That's right.
That's excellent.
Yeah. So a lot going on is not a bad thing.
No. It's good.
We have more tech advice. We have more tech advice on the Yak Shack. Let's listen. Here we go.
Hi, guys. This is Rob from Virginia. Hey, I just wanted to tell you that I ruined your show. My commute to work is about an hour, and I started playing it on the PlayaPod app at 1.3 speed to speed it up so I wouldn't have like 10 minutes left or 20 minutes left in the show for my commute home and then start a new show, and I was constantly off. So then I realized after doing this for a few months that if you accidentally switch the speed back to normal speed, you guys sound drunk because I'm used to hearing you talk at a faster rate. So now what I do...
This makes sense, anybody?
Arguing, yes. Is I'll switch it from 1.3 speed back to 1, and it sounds like you guys are drunk and you're arguing. So, if you ever want to have some fun, you listen to it at 1.3 speed for a little bit, and then switch it back to 1. So you guys sound...
All right, I put that in the Yak Shack. Can we get that and play that one time? Can we play ourselves drunk?
Absolutely.
I'd love to hear that.
But Mike, it's going to... It only sounds drunk to the person that's used to listening to the show sped up.
We've used this effect in the past. Remember when we used to
like
take...
Like when it's done that way, is that the way it's supposed to sound?
Remember when Michael Phelps was a thing and he was all over the news and I used to take tapes of him and lower his speed but keep the pitch the same?
I don't think...
But so that's what, essentially, this guy is making that mental switch because he's accustomed to hearing us faster. So at normal speed, we sound slow. Right. But what I'll do tomorrow is I'll slow us down and I'll show how he hears us.
Okay.
All right. We have a comedy question.
Hey there. This is Matt from Burke, Virginia. I was just calling to see about Mike's opinion of Von Meter's first family album.
That's old.
I know it came out when you were like 2 years old.
Right.
So you probably didn't know about it when it was out, but I was wondering, as a voice mimic yourself, is that like a really classic example of awesome voice mimicry, or
yes,
is it just sort of a dated hack kind of thing?
No.
So I sort of wanted your professional opinion about it.
Thanks
so much.
I'll answer that. Von Meter was a guy that did an impersonation of John F. Kennedy, and they put an album out, and it was hysterical. And the impression of Jackie was hysterical as well. And the album is not hack. I would go so far as to say it is a true comedy classic.
Mm.
And if you go back and you listen to it, and including Charles de Gaulle, John F. Kennedy, Jackie Kennedy, it's very funny. And my father was in love with it, so it has great nostalgic value for me as well.
A groundbreaking album, too, is that no one had ever done anything like that. And the thing about Von Meter is not only did he sound just like, he kind of looked like Jack Kennedy.
Kind of looked like him,
and
yeah,
he had a
absolutely
great, great, very short career. And if you do the research on him, I believe he's passed now. He had a really tragic end of his life because he couldn't do what he was good at because it was considered, off the table after Kennedy was shot.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, tragic. You don't want to. The moral of that story: don't hit your wagon to one horse.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to self checkout. Right. So we're running out of yaks here. We're not running out of yaks. We're running out of time.
Hi, this is Kevin from Percival. I just want to let Rob know that he's missing a big advantage of the self checkout.
Yeah, well, we're not going to hear about it. Thank you very much. We've got more profanity. I'm sorry. Let's listen here.
You sticks. I'm crying, laughing. It's it's the 30th. Got home from work, pounded some beers. Jesus, Christ. I think I peed myself. I'm out.
Bye. Man peed himself.
Well, take
Thank
it.
You.
Yeah.
Strong.
We have a fan of last week's caller.
Okay.
Let's listen.
Hello, Yak Shack. This is Diana. I'm calling from Houston. With a message for Mike from Yuba, find me in Vegas. I'll have a whole bunch of extra drink tickets because several in my party don't drink. Bye.
Well, Mike, how about that? Next call, another Hawaii call.
Mike, is Jeff from Elk Grove. And I'm going on vacation tomorrow. I'm going to Maui.
And you're starting the vacation early. Thank you for the call. We have an Oscar fan. Let's listen. I'm flying through.
Hey, guys. How's it going? This is from Sacramento. This really, really hurts, but Oscar's right. On the bonus show, Oscar said precluded, and preclude means to prevent from happening. So there you go, Oscar.
Thank you.
Do you remember that one?
Well, I get made fun of so much on this program.
We all do.
Yeah, boo-hoo.
Yeah, it's easy to attack the foreigner because you're like, oh, you didn't learn English the right way. Oh, you didn't get vocabulary right. How'd you get to business school? How'd you graduate college? So at times I defer to the Diablo Blanco. And I'm like, oh, I'm probably saying this wrong. They know their language.
The white devil.
The white devil will teach me the ways of this world.
I get it.
You are my sun god, and I'm just ninking.
You were right. You were right, and he gave you props for that.
Thank you, sir.
Cherish it. Savor it.
Got time for a couple more. It's joke time on the Yak Shack.
I love jokes.
Hey, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. This is Frankie calling from Boston. Just wanted to warn you, Mike, now that you saw the Pokemon movie, you don't want to let little Michael play hide-and-seek with the Pokemon. The reason is, of course, because they'll peek at you. Pikachu. I blew the joke.
Pikachu. They'll peek at you.
Pikachu.
You want to see who really liked it? Look who really liked this. Look at him. He's doing a Dom DeLuise laugh over here.
It's a dad joke.
It's so great that he not only has a decent joke, but he screwed it up and called himself on it.
I blew the joke. All right, we got time for one more. We didn't get all the yaks on there. Two more. It says Mike Critique.
Hey, Mike. This is Dennis from Morgan calling. I love the show. Love all the players in the show. Yeah. I don't know how you got so lucky, pal, to wind up with such an awesome wife. You better treasure that girl.
Treasure.
Hang on to her.
Treasure.
Beautiful son, by the way.
Oh, thank you. That's
Facebook.
Not a critique.
Love the show. Keep doing what you're doing. I don't have any reason to hate on you other than one of your promo guys that's from New Jersey.
Oh,
and I don't really care for him. So anyway, have yourself a great day.
Okay.
Dennis, out.
Thank you. That was not great.
Oh, Dennis might want to have someone else start his car for the next couple days.
Hey, Paulie. Two more and we're out of here.
Sorry. Fellas,
this is Mark from Northern Virginia. I'm going to tell you a little tip about those receipt checkers. Now, if you join one of those membership places, your Costco's, your Sam Club, things like that, you agree to have your stuff searched because you join that membership club. You get yourself into Walmart, Best Buy, and they're asking you to see your bag, you blow right past them. You blow right past them. At that point, they're asking to search your personal bag with your personal items that you just purchased. They are yours now. You don't have to let them see anything in that bag. Because this is America, the free country. So long.
I like that.
Oh, take it back, sir. Take it back.
Is that true? Is that true that you could just walk out?
I imagine in theory, but why would you want to be a dick like that if you don't have anything to hide?
Because it's fun.
Well, I could bump. Maybe
this is America.
Yes,
they're hassling you. They're accusing you. Basically, they're saying there's a chance you stole those things you're walking out when they do it to me. F them. I'm with that guy.
You know what?
I might
steal
just
something
blast
next time and blast right by them.
That's right.
There you go.
And hit him in the eye.
And our final call is simply entitled Stephanie.
Hey, Michael Mary, TMOS Yak Shack. This is Stephanie Larson. I'm in Austin with my brother and my auntie and my sister, and we're really drunk.
Yes!
My great auntie. You're not my great auntie. And we're celebrating Lars's 50th birthday.
Oh.
Yes, there's Lars.
Bye.
There you go, ladies and gentlemen. That's the Yak Shack.
She was so drunk, she said, we're celebrating 50th birthday.
50 birthday. That's wonderful. Keep them coming. We'll get more of them next week, ladies and gentlemen. The TMOS Yak Track, 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. We'll take a break. Come back with the news you may not need right here on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, who are the interns on The Mike O'Mara Show?
I don't understand what you mean by interns.
You know, the people behind the scenes.
I don't know what you mean.
Come on, the ones who write all the promos, the people who do all the real work.
Did you mean to search for Matt Ponyboy Bloom?
What? No, he's not an intern.
Now searching for Ponyboy Bloom on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Alexa, cancel. Search people who work hard on TMOS.
Now searching for Maddie Masiello.
No!
Remember, I can play the Mike O'Mara Show for you, today and every day. All you need to do is ask Alexa.
Hi, everybody. This is Mike O'Mara. Don't you just love warm alcohol? Of course you don't, you mallet head. That's why you need Brewmate, the fastest growing drinkware brand in the world. In the world.
Where?
World. Brewmate products keep your beer or wine or anything at the perfect temperature all day long without ice.
Ice.
I got the Hopsilator Trio, and I love it. It fits both 16 and 12-ounce cans with its freezable adapter or can convert to a 16-ounce pint glass with splash-proof lid. In the summertime, when you're out there in the hot weather, this is gorgeous and perfect. Guaranteed to keep your favorite beer at the perfect temperature to the last drop. It makes a perfect gift for the beer lover in your life. Save room for dad now. Over 30 calories.
What?
I said calories. Over 30 colors and finishes. It's definitely over 30 calories.
That's how much you drink. It depends, really.
90, really, if you're talking about a light beer. Over 30 colors and finishes to choose from. Plus, 100% glass-free. Plus, Brewmate products work with hot and cold beverages. Start the day with a steaming latte and end with a cold brew in the same perfect vessel. Don't you dare settle for warm alcohol. Chill out with your favorite drinks all day long with Brewmate. Visit Brewmate.com and enter the code. You know it. You love it. It's different, though. It's Mike. Just right. Me. Visit Brewmate.com and enter the code M-I-K-E. My.
Is that because you're so cool?
Mike.
I'm so cool. Super cool. Do it at checkout to get 15% off your first order. That's 15% off your first order when you go to BRUMATE.com and enter the code Mike at checkout. We'd appreciate you doing that. And did I mention? Cheers, everybody.
News.
Cheers. Wow, here's an eye-opening story today. Tracy Morgan got into another car accident yesterday in New York City, almost 5 years to the day after he was nearly killed when a Walmart truck smashed into his limo. That accident occurred on June 7th, 2014. Yesterday's accident wasn't nearly as serious. In fact, Tracy tweeted, quote, "Thanks for any concern, but I am totally fine. My new car, we shall see. Love to you all." The real tragedy is that the new car he's talking about is a $2 million Bugatti. He had literally just bought it an hour before it was sideswiped by a Honda SUV.
That Bugatti must have all the options. If it's, I mean, air conditioning and AM, FM, if it's $2 million, it's got to have everything on it.
Boy, I mean, just the idea of taking a brand new $2 million Bugatti out on the streets of New York City.
I know.
I mean, that's there's no official word whose fault it was, but it sounds like Tracy may have been the victim again. He reportedly suffered some hip pain and was treated at the scene, but he didn't need to be hospitalized.
The video
shows, and it's
very clear that he was... And not at fault. Like, he was ran into.
Somebody was really, just wrecking his car.
Do you remember driving in New York, like, if we would be in a cab? It's scary in New York. Cars get so close all the time.
Why would you even want... Oh, look, it's Tracy Morgan. Celebrity knew what he wants.
Yeah, it's true.
Right.
You don't...
Heated seats, floor mats. That car had Bugatti's everything.
Are gorgeous, Mike. They're absolutely gorgeous. He's probably in a space that it's something that he would buy for himself and not for the performance, because you're not going to drive fast at all anywhere around there.
Right.
But
you certainly don't want to put chicken and waffles in your Bugatti.
The potholes alone seem like a nightmare.
What's the kind of car, Tracy?
Bugatti.
Tracy, are you okay after your car accident?
Yeah, but that Honda Pilot sideswiped my Bugatti.
We're happy to hear you. Okay.
Yeah. You want some waffles in your Bugatti?
How's your hip?
I got a little pain.
But other than that?
My Bugatti is totaled. Man, take your hands off my Bugatti. So I changed it. Yes, I did change it to a P. Bugatti. Would you like to go for a ride in my Bugatti?
Miley Cyrus is pretty chill about a lot of things, but she definitely wasn't cool with being accosted while walking through a crowd in Spain. Some guy reached out and touched her hair and pulled her toward him for a kiss. She was especially irate because some online trolls said she asked for it.
What?
Oh, yeah, are we done with that yet? Trolls online, you ask? Is that real? That's 80s thinking. It's stupid. She tweeted, quote, this is what she tweeted. I'm with Miley on this one. She can be wearing what she wants. She can be a virgin. She can be sleeping with five different people. She can be with her husband. She can be with her girlfriend. She can be naked. She can't be grabbed without her consent. Hashtag don't F with my freedom. I'm with Miley. I agree.
And you know,
you don't
this
behave
is,
like that, animals.
This okay? is the second consecutive show with a positive review of Miley Cyrus. Are we turning around
with her
on
that? You don't grab somebody. It doesn't matter.
Of course
matter.
Not.
That's, and by the way, the whole sexy thing is her. That's her image. That's what she does to sell records.
Yes.
Come on, leave her alone. The Toy Story 4 voice cast has become even more impressive. According to reports, they got four old school comedy legends to voice abandoned toys. Hey, if it's a publicity stunt, I'm buying it. I'll go see the show just because I like this. Names that are plays on their own names, all right?
Okay.
92-year-old Mel Brooks is voicing an elephant named Melephant. Melephant Brooks. How do I not go?
I love it.
I mean, I'm all in
this
on
this. This is great.
86-year-old Carol Burnett is a children's seat named Cheryl Burnett. 97-year-old Carl Reiner plays a pink rhino named Carl Rhinoceros.
That's cool.
And 97-year-old Golden Girls icon Betty White is a teething toy named Bitey White.
So cool.
I'm fine with all that.
I'm excited to see.
I would
Toy
love.
Story
it. I hope it's good because they really put a button at the end of 3, and I thought that's where they're going to end it. Yeah. So I don't. And I wonder if they have any like outtakes or anything they can use of Rickles.
Four actors with an average age of 93. Toy Story 4 hits theaters June 21st, so not far away. So that's
that means there's going to be lots of Tom Hanks stories in the news, Mike.
Oh yeah. See. Now remember,
here
Rob
they
said
come.
That.
Here they come.
As much as I'm okay with the old people being the cast, they're going to shill it like, and it'll be Tom, the promoter, doing his
and
stuff.
And Tom
right?
Hanks came out of nowhere and put quarters in 10 parking meters just because he's a good guy.
Remember this. This is prime time today on what do we got? June 5th today.
Yeah.
Remember, this is Rob is so right about.
Coming.
If it doesn't happen, I'll be very surprised. Footage of James Holzhauer losing on Jeopardy on Monday leaked ahead of time, and the producers are out for blood. They think they know who did it. I like this. I'd like to see a culprit.
Yes.
But they're not saying yet. However, once they confirm the leaker's identity, they plan on taking, quote, very, very, very appropriate
Good.
Action. The funny thing is, it probably helped boost the show's ratings. Jeopardy was already beating out pretty much everything in primetime, with viewership averaging more than 13 million people per episode.
Wow.
Think of that number. That's amazing.
For
preliminary information
show, yeah.
Suggests Monday's episode was the highest rated of James' run, probably because everybody knew he was losing and had to tune in to see how it was going to go down. On a related note, UpRocks has collected a bunch of people's silly conspiracy theories about James' loss, including the idea that he threw the game because his daughter wanted him to come home. So we'll see. It was kind of a weird performance.
Yeah.
It was. It really seemed
I hear
like
the lead suspect is Leon Harris from Channel 7 here in
also,
town.
Also, we didn't discuss the idea.
I'm Leon Harris. What?
And when who's our friend that listened to that
Josh Frumpkin.
Yeah, Frumpkin.
Yeah.
When Frumpkin was on the show.
He has a name.
Yes.
Call him Josh.
I'll call him Frumpkin.
Cash Frumpkin.
Yes. Cash
Change
Frumpkin.
Change Josh's name to Cash.
When Cash Frumpkin visited the show.
Yeah.
Took pictures outside. He said that if Alex dies, he can play again. What if Holzhauer says, well, you know, it's 50-50. I can come back. My run's not over outside of the tournament champions. Because the rules and the bylaws at that time say that if Alex is no longer the host, which means if he retires or dies, that the old guys can
come back for a second run.
They can go for a
second
run.
But then there's no advantage to throwing the game because the rules would still be the same if he won for 10 more weeks.
I get it, but what if you just get a break after 32 days?
Go home, chill out with family, refresh your brain, read a little bit, come back.
It's a 50-50 shot, come back and make another run.
Maybe he hates his wife.
If you did ace him, well, okay.
That's a window into someone's soul.
Everybody, Mike, everybody's different. Everybody's different.
Wow. Let me just say this, that if you were to poll Americans and say, would you like to see that guy come back? Everybody would say yes.
Of course.
Oh, I'd say yes if he wanted to come back next week. That's how much I enjoy his run there. And now a little something. There is a 37-year-old guy named Peter Wagman. Not Wegman. Wagman. He's in Pinellas Park, Florida.
Where's that?
And it is near Pinellas.
Okay. Oh, it's the park.
He's been with his 41-year-old girlfriend for 11 years. Well, on Saturday night, they got into an argument. She eventually went to sleep, but she woke up at 4:45 a.m. to find Peter standing over her, pouring ketchup on her head in bed. And he yelled, quote, "That's what you get, bitch." He was arrested on misdemeanor domestic battery for pouring ketchup on his girlfriend. She immediately drove to McDonald's to order a large fry. Sorry. You get a four for today. She's still seeing red over this whole thing.
Okay.
This isn't the first pickle they've gotten into. I'm sorry. She will be moving out of their condo. Ooh. Mint. Thank you very much. That's it. Yeah, there you go. We'll take a break and come back with more fun. The Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
What is happiness worth to you? Can you put a price on enjoyment? At the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, an hour of fun will cost you $600.
Wow.
At Woo Kim's Massage Parlor, you can buy an hour of happiness for $110 plus tip, and it's really only the ending that's happy. But with the Mike O'Mara Show, you can get an extra hour of fun every week for less than $2.
That's
Subscribe
right.
Subscribe to the TMOS bonus package. It'll make you feel good.
Okay. It's fine up until the end.
It's a little eerie, but you know what? It's a good message he's conveying.
Thank you very much. Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Joybird. We all want our home to be about us. It should be a place that feels unique to you. Joybird empowers you to create the furniture and space that brings you joy. With Joybird, you get one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Hundreds of styles and options, anything you can imagine, plus free personal design consultants to achieve your perfect design. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high-quality hardwood and responsibly sourced materials. And every piece comes with a limited lifetime warranty. Try the 365-day home trial. That's a year with this in your home. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. If you don't love your Joybird, return it for a full refund. And you can even take your joy outside with their unique outdoor collection. See how Joybird can help you design your dream space. Find your joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/TMOS. Go to joybird.com/TMOS and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using our code TMOS. Now, without further ado, let's open up the Audio Vault for Thursday, June 5, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Before we close the book on James Holzhauer, he granted one interview since he's been on Jeopardy. He's only going to grant one. And he thought about the morning talk shows. He thought about the outlet he chose was SportsCenter. Because he watches SportsCenter, and he says because he's a gambler, he has to keep up with all that stuff.
Right.
He laughs at the conspiracy theories, Mike.
Oh, I love the conspiracy theories. You know, my favorite one is I found some sports book in Vegas was offering me some great odds to throw the game, and I somehow managed to put in a few million dollars to bet against myself because, of course, they take those kind of limits on pre-taped TV shows.
So he's saying don't go out of your mind, especially since they don't even allow betting on pre-taped TV shows.
That's
Mike,
cool.
Do you still play your didgeridoo?
My what?
Your didgeridoo, you know. The instrument invented by native Australians.
Played at the beginning of the show.
Didgeridoo? Is it
it's didgeridoo.
Yes.
Didgeridoo?
Didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo.
I'm having trouble playing it.
Oh.
I thought you said it wrong. I was like, what did you say?
I made a didgeridoo.
Yes.
That's what I did.
That's actually working a lot better in the 10 a.m. hour.
Well, it's warmed up.
I'm playing my my didgeridoo. Oh, here we go.
It's a wind instrument.
Yeah, it's a pipe sort of thing, and it sort of has a vibration.
I think about the person sampling our podcast. It still happens. People drop by to see. So, what's Mike been doing after? I haven't listened to him in 30 years. What's he doing? Is he doing anything new? Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
I would suggest this. Don't watch the YouTube portion of that section of today's show because there's a certain enthusiasm in your face that's trifle upsetting. Anyway, Mike, I know you love accents. Mike, you like voices, don't you?
I love voices.
Voices are great. And
I love the voices. Right?
Australia, a man found a burglar breaking into his house, so he chased him with his didgeridoo. Is that what it is? Why is
it's
it
a bubble? It's an air bubble.
Didgeridoo. But the thing is, he chased him down his Australian street. The guy was wearing nothing but his underwear.
I seen a shadow. He's lighting his phone accidentally. Come on and lit him up. And I knew when he went around the corner, he wasn't fast.
Heard my dad.
So when he chased him, though, he had that Australian instrument brandishing it as a weapon.
Start yelling, saying, get him. And boom, we started running down the road.
They're out there in all my glory. I noticed I run faster naked. sort of with semi-naked anyway.
We had him boxed in. He wasn't going anywhere. And
if he came out, I was just going to try and tackle him or something.
He got off easy. He lost his shirt, poor bugger. I felt like giving him one, but it wasn't a shirt I wanted to give him. It's probably lucky I only had a didgeridoo.
Now,
doesn't everybody in Australia sound like they got neck tattoos and they're all going, hey, Sammy B, poor bugger. Sorry, poor bugger. You know, I mean, really, if you look at the history of the country, right? Didn't Britain bring their criminals to
there was a penal colony.
They all have abs, and they're all good-looking, and they all belong on Animal Kingdom.
Well, this guy,
which is our show, Kingdom. Which is back.
Yeah, it's back. I watched it last night.
This guy might be an outlier based on your good-looking description.
You didn't like it?
I'm not going to make any homophobic statements. I'm not going to say anything that would be construed. I would like to see the balance of male on male love scenes with female on male love scenes.
All you want is
there
balance.
There is not currently a balance.
All you want is balance.
I like balance.
There was
like
a lot of planking of guys on guys.
There was a lot, you know, and including the, you know, standing at the sink.
Struck a nerve, huh?
Oh.
Maybe I'm saying I didn't like it, but I really liked it.
Did you like the scene with the flarp?
The flarp was fantastic. Okay, thank you.
Bro, you had to mess it up.
Oh, God.
Just, I don't know. Anyway, as a TMOS exclusive, Mike, we have audio of when the guy encountered the burglar in Australia.
Okay.
Remember, he attacked him with that instrument.
I like that. Let me hear that one again. Funny. That's good. I like that. That's just a didgeridoo.
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 A didgeridoo.
Yeah.
Tie me kangaroo down with me didgeridoo.
Didgeridoo. I can't say it anymore.
So, Mike, let's say.
I just had a Vegemite sandwich with me didgeridoo.
Oh, why
the stupid show, Mike.
The Sydney Opera House smells horrible.
Okay, thank you.
Let's say you bought a house that cost you a lot of money. You spent $3.5 million on it, and you worked on it really hard, and you tried to sell it, and it's not selling because maybe you priced it too high, or maybe it's because you need to present it in a different way. What do you do?
What?
You make a custom movie about your house because you're Michael Douglas. So Michael Douglas is trying to sell a mansion in Spain that's practically an island of its own self for $32 million, and he made a movie, and Michael Douglas narrates it.
In the mid-19th century, Archduke Ludwig Salvador of Habsburg bought a large piece of land on the northwest coast of Mallorca. When I first saw Sestak in 1990...
This YouTube video looks like a Steven Spielberg movie.
It looks really amazing.
Yeah.
Bought the property.
He'll sell it.
Over the past...
Well, he knocked the price from $60 million down to $32 million, so he's almost at 50% off.
Completely modernizing and redecorating the old buildings.
If you buy now, he's throwing in his dad, Kirk.
The estate now has seven separate buildings containing
don't mind my dad. He lives in the corner.
Yeah, he's got a bunker over there. Anyway, so if you're looking for a place in Spain, call Michael Douglas. I close with this only because it is such a time machine thing. If you just think of the year 1995, it doesn't seem that long ago. 1995, right?
Oh, it seems forever ago.
Well, maybe because I'm older.
Okay.
But
yes. For me, it seems like it was 10 minutes ago.
Yeah. Okay. It's almost 25 years ago.
And no, it's not. That's a lie.
All right. You're right. It's 24
I'll
years
say it
ago.
Like Mommy Dearest Daughter. That's a lie.
Why do you make me hit you? This is a clip from the David Letterman show from 1995 because he just interviewed Melinda Gates on his new Netflix show. This is Dave with Bill Gates in 1995 with a very, very funny question in modern context.
What about this internet thing? Do you know anything about that?
Sure.
Just the way it started. What about this internet thing?
What about this internet thing? Do you know anything about that?
Sure.
What the hell is that exactly?
Everybody can have their own homepage. Companies are there. The latest information. It's wild what's going on.
What can you, just knowing me, the little you know me now, what am I missing here? What do I need?
Oh, you can find other people who have the same unusual interests you do. And... You mean the troubled loner chat room on the internet?
Wow. And later on in the interview, Bill Gates pulled out his FLARP. It was a great, great segment.
That's I'm not getting it again.
No. That's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a good Wednesday, everybody.
That's it, everybody. Thanks for joining us. Thank you for the wonderful Yaks. You can call the Yak Shack anytime, anywhere. Yak morning, noon, and night. We will take your Yaks and love them like we did today. 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Also, tickets on sale for Las Vegas 10th Anniversary Spectacular Weekend. Our Friday show sold out. Tickets still available for Saturday night. We will see you there. And if you have anything for our mailbag, it's Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
As we can all see, it's a lovely day, which would seem to indicate that the night is over.
I warned you not to go too far.
I'm just beginning.
And Rob, true love, will follow you forever.